crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey.
Welcome to another episode.
Hello, and this is Millie Vanilli here again, Tony, coming to you live from the love seat.
It was our last episode, and I've already forgotten which of us is which.
I think you're Millie and I'm Vanilli.
Okay.
All right. And
and I was lip-syncing while you explained that.
Yes, exactly. And we're here recording another show for you guys. We've got an interesting topic tonight. But first of all, Mike, how you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm fine. And now that we've gotten that out of the way, I don't know what else there is left to say. You don't have much facial hair to talk about.
Did I shave? I shaved relatively recently. It was a bad job. It was a quickie, but at least I got rid of most of the hair.
It's kind of a hack job, but it's okay.
Better a hack than a neck beard?
I don't really know how to answer that, so I'm just going to say yes.
Oh, that means quickly saying yes, better, so my hack job, it might be worse than a neck beard.
I don't know. It depends on how soft the neck beard is and how woolly and Brillo pad-like it is. Anyway,
and who's wearing it, said our guest who will announce. Now, let's talk about, what are we talking about today?
We have Henry David Thoreau on to talk about his neck beard. We actually have a special guest, as we determined last time this special guest was on.
And what are we talking, I actually forgot what we're talking about. Oh yeah, okay. So what are we talking about? First of all, who are you?
Bridget the Nude Hamster.
Oh, the Nude Hamster has joined us. And so this kind of relationship, or talking about this topic, came up because of something that happened to Bridget, and since the original topic came up, it's happened again with the same person. So what we're talking about is friends, and that word is in quotes in my opinion, that send you a letter once a year, or a card.
Or a text message.
Or a text message, or an email, and don't really know you, and you don't communicate at all other than this one generic piece of communication. So what was your first experience with this? What happened?
I just get random texts sometime, like I'll get a Merry Christmas text, or I'll get a Happy Mother's Day text, which have been the two last texts I've received from this person, and in the past I would say, thank you, or, how are you doing, and I would never get any kind of response or reply or
that's
anything.
That's even worse than I thought.
Yeah.
And so now I just kind of just ignore the texts. And
so we have a couple facets of this relationship, if it were one.
Right.
One is that this person is communicating only once or twice a year, right?
Yeah.
Another is
on holidays.
On holidays.
Another facet is that they're not saying anything personal, like how's your children, or is your health well, how's your new job, anything. They're just saying Merry Christmas. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Small talk.
Yeah.
Another, it's not even small talk, because they're not even asking anything.
Yeah. They don't want to know. They're just saying something. They're just talking at you,
as it were.
It's
small statements.
Yeah. Another facet is that you don't like Christmas or Mother's Day. And they didn't bother to find that out or to know it. They just sent you a holiday remark for those two holidays. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's pretty weird
to me. It's so weird. I mean, this person, in my opinion, is not mean, but they're just not friendly. They don't want to ask you or know you or communicate with you the rest of your. They don't respond to your.
The the weirdest thing was that you wrote back and tried to initiate a conversation and said, like, hi, how are you doing? And they didn't answer you until Mother's Day.
I was after the Christmas one, because I think I said that. I think I said, hi, how are you? And then nothing until Mother's Day text.
It's like they're a robot. And they're just programmed to send out a bleep, a little tweet, once every 6 months or something on a holiday.
It's almost like they're just, doing it for the sake of, they think you're going to think they're rude if they don't wish you a happy Christmas.
Or maybe the opposite. Maybe they're going to think, like, oh, well, I've got 400 friends because I send out Christmas cards to this many people.
Yeah, maybe they feel good because they have so many quote-unquote friends.
Or, you know, or whatever, yeah.
That's easy. You can just program, you know, holiday numbers. Into your, in like, mass text everybody in your phone.
Or everybody that
everybody
has a phone.
Yeah. You can
I think this person probably isn't trying to be mean or harmful, but there's just nothing friendly about it.
Yeah.
It's so...
It's impersonal.
It's impersonal and
like
bland.
It's like the sex robot that we discussed a few shows ago.
Yeah, maybe it is the sex robot.
No, it's not.
Maybe it's the Holly the sex robot or whatever her name was.
You never know who's on the other side of that text, Bridget.
Yeah. sex robots aren't my thing.
No, we're just kidding. It sounds totally non-sexual. This is just a friendship question. But I just don't think it's really a friendship because there's there's no back and forth. No. It's just,
And even if you have something in common, you can't find out because they're not communicating.
Yeah.
And it's not like it bothers me. I just find it weird.
Yeah. I find it very peculiar, too.
I get the same thing, too, but I get it usually from family members, and they'll send, like, a form letter at Christmas. They'll send it to every single person in their address book or whatever, or a form email or something, mm-hmm. and it'll say, like, "Dear friends and family, you know, Johnny got straight A's at school, and we took a family vacation to Florida this year."
Christmas letter.
It's slightly better in that
letter.
It's at least letting you know how they're doing.
But I guess, but it's like the most...
It's so impersonal.
Yeah, and it's the most, like, stupid things that they say.
Yeah.
It's nothing that... Because
they have
not
to,
tailoring
they have
it to your own interests.
Right, they have to talk to the lowest common denominator amongst everyone they know.
Exactly.
They can't say anything juicy or funny that someone might not get, because then they would... It's a form letter. It's so impersonal.
I have read funny form letters, even if they are impersonal. Some people do
That's good.
Into their funny form letter.
Those are one caliber better than the others.
Yeah. I think those are a cut above, but usually I'm on the receiving end of the dry, boring ones.
Actually, I used to have a friend who would send funny Christmas letters as well. Mm-hmm. They were not personal, but they were
entertainment value.
They were One Direction personal. If you knew this person, it was funny. But she was obviously not asking me how I'm doing, or there was nothing two-way about it, nothing relationshipy about it. It was like a broadcast.
But it was just like she was thinking about you enough to send you a
form
letter
for
the holidays.
But that's why it's like friendly.
So I at least cross this person's mind, maybe. Maybe it's just this like mass texting thing.
Yeah.
But,
probably
not. Maybe I just cross her mind occasionally, and that's...
It could be that with technology, she says, "Oh, it's time to send out Christmas cards to people I like," and she goes through her email list, and, "Oh, Bridget's on here, I'll send her one," and she doesn't even think, "Well, I haven't talked to her in 6 months." She just clicks a name.
Yeah.
So I think it's something friendly to do, but it's not something that friends really do.
Yeah, it almost seems a little bit phony to me. I get that.
Yeah.
I've sort of gotten the same thing, too, in the past. Like, you know, that both the form letters and, like, the holiday text, I think this is going to turn into a rant about holidays, because none of us are probably really big fans.
I don't like most holidays.
You can save the holiday thing for another episode.
Good point.
Put it in your little phone and save it.
Right?
Therapy board. If any of you guys have questions
How's that for a don't get off topic?
Holidays or concerns, because we're trying to make this one short and stay within our little 10-minute time frame. If the listeners have any questions about holidays, or if there's any holidays you hate, please call in and
leave the studio. Who should they call?
419-PT-LOVE-4.
Yeah, nice. You can call in your questions about holidays, and we'll get it on the next episode.
And nude hamsters.
Bridget, you make our job so easy.
Sheesh.
We don't have to do anything.
Why don't we leave and you record the next episode?
This is awesome. I love having Bridget on as a guest. She makes it so much less work.
And where can they email us questions?
Questions at porktherapy.com. And that's pork with a C, not with a K.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
Yes, that was great. And I think that just about wraps it up. We'll have to do another one about holidays another time.
Two crazy porks and one nude hamster.
One last thing. Yes, two crazy porks and one nude hamster. But we forgot one of the most important parts of our show, which is that... We always solicit date requests for Mike at the end, and this episode is no different than the rest. So if people want to email Mike and ask him out on a date, where should they do that, Bridget?
Mike at porktherapy.com.
But should they email him if they're a nude hamster?
No, in that case, Stephanie at porktherapy.com.
Oh, my God, Mike. You're going to give me the wackiest emails. If we actually had any listeners, I'd be really afraid of the emails I was about to get.
We might have listeners, but we're not sure because they never call in.
Well, that's not going to make them. We have to persuade them.
Oh, I mean, we'd love our listeners
love
more
call
if they
in,
called
please.
In.
Please.
Or ask Mike for a date. He really needs to date more, really.
And if we get a text message from our listeners once a year on Christmas, we're going to saying how
I actually,
am.
How about this? If you want to send the most silly, obnoxious, generic text to us, we'll read it on the air.
Yes, we should have a contest.
Yeah.
Let's do that. We'll give away a free Pork Therapy prize to the best.
And we do actually have prizes. They're
we
coming.
Actually
we're gonna,
do.
We're going to be presenting them
at Pork
Fest.
Yes, you won't be sorry. This is a very slick, very smooth gift.
All right. So that pretty much wraps it up for the odd relationship that is the once-a-year generic
message.
Carter.
Yeah, the phantom texter.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Okay,
you
bye. No, I was going to say be phantom texters.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.